Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. My wife and I own Learburg. The video you're going to watch is a video of Michael Ellis teaching a course on sports skills. We took the video and put it into an online course here at Learburg just recently, and it's titled Sports Skills Masterclass with Michael Ellis. And in this video, Michael's talking about sendaways and how he introduces sendaways to young dogs. There's a lot of different ways to teach sendaways, and Michael talks about it here. It's a really, really good video. And if you like it, at the end of Michael's little video here, we're going to put the address for Sports Skills Masterclass with Michael Ellis at the end of it. That course is close to 20 hours long. It has over 300 videos in it. It's really, really good information. And the information applies to many, many, many different dog sports. So if you like it, go read about it. It's priced reasonably.
With the sendaway, there are many roads to Rome, right? So there's lots of different ways to teach a sendaway. The way we start the sendaway is with our foot targets. We use our foot targets to start. The reason that I like the foot targets when to start the sendaway, any kind of target, but the foot targets that we teach is for our touch pads, for our jumping and everything else, just tends to carry over. But the reason I like the targets is because we can control the dog's access to reward to make sure that the behavior is good. Right? So one of the most important things in the sendaway is the dog not getting rewarded for incorrect behavior. Right? So a couple of big things that happen with dogs in the sendaway, people move back in the sendaway too fast, away to distance too fast, and they get a dog that doesn't know where they're going when they leave their side, but learn that they can just run out there and search around and they'll find something they want, right? So people use a toy in the beginning of the sendaway and they're imprecise or they're hasty about moving back in terms of distance, then what happens a lot is the dogs don't know where they're going, but they want that toy, so they take off and they get out a certain distance and they start searching. And sure enough, that pays off for them. And pretty soon with that dog, they don't care if they know where they're going. They figure, it's a search exercise, not a send-away exercise. And that can be an awful habit to break, right? So what we want to do is teach the dog the cueing system for the send-away before we really worry about distance. So we teach the touch pad. The dog knows to go hit the touch pad with their feet. Once they'll hit the touch pad with their feet, we go and we put it against the end of a barrier, right? What I do is I don't use anything big that sticks up, right? So for most of our dogs, they're going to work in an enclosed arena of some sort, right? In AKC, it's a ring, and Schutzhund is usually a closed in field of some kind, a football field or soccer field or whatever. And in Mondial Ring, it's some field that has to be fenced in some fashion. Now that fencing may change or whatever, but it has to be enclosed. So we tend to teach the dog to go to an ending barrier. So you want the dog to think they're going to go all the way to the end of whatever field you're on, right? Because if I do it out in the open and there's no ending barrier, then my dog tends to do the same thing. They pattern distance and they want to run out a certain distance and start looking around on the ground for their thing, whether it's the touch pad or the toy. So I want them to think that they're going to the end of whatever field or ring or whatever I'm on. So for me, the best way to start it is to teach to a touch pad target until the dog has the concept of straight. And then at that point, we make a judgment on how much motivation this dog needs and whether I replace the touch pad with a toy or not. If you use a toy or a touch pad for your send away, always use the same one, toy or touch pad. Do not change the items around. If you change them around, your dog is going to run to a piece of trash, a flower pot, something else. Because then he hasn't generally said, I'm going out in this direction and I'm looking for something to touch or something to grab. In Mondio, they put crap all over the field. So they might put soccer balls and stuffed animals and stuff all over the field. So if your dog's running out there and you've sent him to 10 different kinds of toys, he just looks at the stuffed animal or the soccer ball as just one more kind of toy. He should be looking for his specific item that he goes to in the send away. It's your special touch pad, purple with blue dots, or it's your, for me, I use those yellow balls and nothing else, right? So I taught it with a touch pad, and then I went to the toy after the touch pad, after he understood the concept of straight, and I used the same toy all the time. So I could lay sleeves and bite suits and tennis balls and everything all over the field, and they'll run past all that stuff looking for the yellow ball at the end of the field, because that's the whole thing. So they'll tune out other stuff. So be careful. In the initial stages, we were all over the place with touchpads. We'd use the rubber buckets, and then we'd switch to something else, and I didn't have anything, so I'd grab a piece of cardboard and put it out there. There was problems. Your dog would go, oh, look, and peel off, and somebody had a plastic bag off to the side, and they went and stood in the plastic bag or something, right? So make them think about going directly to the same thing. So once you choose it, it's like Ivan uses a floppy Frisbee, right? He uses that Frisbee, and that's his sole send-away toy, right? He always uses that. So the dogs aren't going out there thinking they're looking for anything else, just the Frisbee. And he may use tugs and stuff in obedience, but it's always the Frisbee for the send-away. But then it's always consistent. That way the dog can't make any mistakes and go to something they're not supposed to go to. And again, in Schutzhund or in AKC, it's less of an issue because you got a clean ring, right? There's not stuff laying around the ring. But still, I've been at trials where, in a Schutzhund trial, where a piece of paper blew onto the field and the dogs book for the piece of paper, right? And it's like, ooh, look, the wind kicks up and a piece of trash is blowing along the edge of the field and your dog's like, straight to it. So keep them consistent.